Number one rated Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Just took us a few months, and it's all it took was just a few months, and we're on top. On top everywhere. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show, making radio history here each and every day, Pacific and Eastern Time. Read an interesting article in the LA Times about change ministries. You know what those are? A change ministry, I'm sure you probably know it as one of those Christian ministries that changes or alleges that they can change a homosexual man into a heterosexual man, that they can minister to these men and make them become straight men as opposed to the gay men that they were. And in some quarters, in some sectors, they call these change ministries. So we got in touch with one up in Ventura called the Straight Arrow Ministries and asked to speak to somebody who had been working with Straight Arrow because they were mentioned in a couple of articles that I'd read. We got a hold of a gentleman, Warren Benman. Warren is a native of Southern California, practiced homosexuality. Now, I'm gonna call it a lifestyle, Mr. Benman, so as not to, so as not to insult you. Because you don't think it's an orientation anymore, do you?
No, Phil, I don't think it's an orientation. I think that it is a lifestyle choice, and it was something that I involved myself in for 23 of my 37 years. And so
So, wait a second. You were a practicing homosexual for how long?
Well, I believed that I was gay for about 23 years. And that is what...
Oh, so you started a homosexual lifestyle at what, the age of 15 or something?
Yeah, I was 15, right.
All right, and it's not a orientation, it's a lifestyle.
Yes, that's something that I learned at Straight Arrow Ministries, that it's not an orientation, it's a lifestyle. And they were able to help me become the straight man that I wanted to be. And now I'm very happy. I love women's breasts and their legs. I love everything about women. And I don't have to be gay anymore.
All right. Were you worried? I mean, there must be a reason why a gay man would go to one of these change ministries. Why?
Well, Phil, for me, it started with the breakup of a 10-year relationship, a sick homosexual lifestyle relationship that I had with a person that I met in college, and I had it for 10 years, and it was sinful, and the guy left me, and we broke up, and I was heartbroken about this, and so I went out and started to party and drink, and one night I was in a bar, and this guy was talking me up and took me outside and beat me up. I was gay bashed.
And you were beat up?
Yes, I was. And so I got to a point in my life where I said I was tired of it and I wanted to change my life. And that's when I decided to give Straight Arrow Ministries. I had seen the sign on a wall.
You saw Straight Arrow Ministries sign on a wall talking about changing homosexual men to straight men?
Yes, after I got the crap kicked out of me, I was laying on the sidewalk, and I looked up, and there it was, Straight Arrow Ministries. And so they had a way to make me become a heterosexual and not be a gay no more.
Okay, we're talking with Warren Benman. And Warren, you're 37?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. I want to ask you a little bit more about your life before you were a before you became. Are you straight now?
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah.
Because you have a stutter, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Did you have that before you became straight?
You know something, Phil, I believe in looking forward and not backward.
All right, I don't want to talk about it now, but it's something I want to get into because you have a very pronounced stutter. It seems like a speech impediment of some kind. You didn't have a stroke or anything?
No.
And you're in good health?
Yes, sir, I'm in very good health.
All right, so you were at one time gay, and now you're straight. And how did this happen for you at the Straight Arrow Ministries?
Well, Phil, Well, I met a guy by the name of Pastor Vernon Dozier, who was the head of Straight Arrow Ministries. And they began to, I would attend a series of seminars talking about how much better it is to have sex with a woman and how much softer they are and how much more better it feels. There's less hair on the body, etc.
So it's about sensory.
Yes, sir, it's about sensory. And then we had Bible study, and then we had 6 hours of adult films that were homosexual films. And what they would do is show us the homosexual films, and if we got aroused, then they applied what is called aversion therapy. And the aversion therapy was something that was applied if we got aroused. And
all right, so if you would watch homosexual films...
Yeah.
Okay, and if you got aroused, what happened?
They had a metal rod attached to a car battery, and the battery is in a Honda Civic, and Reverend Dozier sat behind the wheel. And if one of us got aroused...
Are you naked while you're watching these homosexual films?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what do you mean Reverend Dozier was sitting at the wheel of a Honda Civic?
That's where the car battery was that they had the metal rod attached to.
So what happens?
Okay, if we got aroused, then they gave us a shock with the battery, and Reverend Dozier would rev the engine.
All right, this is aversion therapy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But
okay, and aversion therapy is almost like torture, wouldn't you say?
No, but it works very, very well, because I used to be a homosexual, but today, I love women. I love
can I ask you something, Warren?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't have one yet, but I'd sure like to get one and have chick sex with a chick and have my hands all on their butts and their legs and also on their boobs. And to me, that's what we learned the model. A lot of models are good looking.
Yes, a lot of models are good looking. 1-800-449-8686, our number here. We're talking with Reverend, or we are going to be talking with Reverend Dozier. Is he going to come on? We're going to talk with Reverend Vernon Dozier in a moment. And this is Warren Benman. Warren is a former homosexual who is now a heterosexual as the result of Straight Arrow Ministries, another one of these Christian ministries that believes that they can change homosexuals into heterosexuals. This hasn't got anything to do with Jesus, though. I don't hear any Bible stuff here, Warren.
No, it's about the Bible, because we read the Bible. But then we get our... we had the aversion therapy. So we would read the Bible, then they'd show us pornography, then we'd get aroused, and then we'd have our testicles shocked. Okay?
Okay, so you'd read the Bible, then you'd watch male pornography...
Gay porn,
and then you would have, if you got aroused, you'd have your testicles shocked with a Honda Civic car battery.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, let's get Reverend Dozier on very briefly here for a moment. Reverend Vernon Dozier is the founder of Straight Arrow Ministries, and Reverend Dozier, this is a very controversial area of quasi-pseudo, whatever you want to call it, science, and I would simply say that... you seem to have a, quote, success story here, although that man sounds, Mr. Benman sounds, as if he's been put through a trauma.
Phil, I agreed to come on this program because I wanted to be given a fair hearing, but I do not believe that we traumatize anybody, and I would rather we not discuss, leave out of this pejorative terms.
All right, you notice that the guy he's stuttering, right?
Something, Warren came to us. He was an uncontrite and unrepentant homosexual. He was living a lascivious lifestyle and was living it without any restraint whatsoever. There was absolutely no restraint in his life. We wanted to turn him toward the Word of the Lord. And I will give you an example here.
Mr. Henry, if I can jump in, I don't mind demonstrating it.
Demonstrating what?
He's talking about the aversion technique.
The aversion technique, because it's...
I don't want you to be shocked, okay? I don't want...
No, because it's good. It's a good thing. And it's a good... Give you an example of it. When I first met Reverend Dozier, and after I became straight, he said, "Well, what kind of a man are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm an ass man," and I meant to say boob man.
And then I applied the shock like this.
What did he say that was wrong?
He said that he was an ass man, which is what a homosexual is, okay?
Mr. Benman?
Oh, God. Okay, Phil.
Just because he made that mistake?
Yeah, but that is the beginning of trying to weed out those evil thoughts, okay? He should say he's a boob man, he's a leg man. That is a heterosexual. When you say you're an ass man, that is a homosexual. And the homosexual is who we are trying to pull away and cast off, as one might pull away and cast off Satan. And Warren, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay, but... Oh.
All right, let me take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Reverend Vernon Dozier from Straight Arrow Ministries, and also Warren Benman, who was formerly a gay man. He's been turned into a heterosexual man by the Bible and aversion therapy techniques of Straight Arrow Ministries. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686 is the Phil Hendry Show, talking about these change ministries that attempt to change gay men into straight men. And we have Reverend Vernon Dozier on from the Straight Arrow Ministries in Ventura, and a man who came to him 8 months ago as a gay man and claims now that he is a straight man, Warren Benman. And Warren, you are straight?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you also sound like you have a stutter and that you have some kind of a physical malady.
Phil, let me jump in for a minute, okay?
No, I want to just finish this. I would go so far as to say that electrical electrode you applied to his testicle causes him to stutter. And
no, it does not cause him to stutter, and I don't hear the man having the malady that you say that he has. He was a homosexual who was living a depraved and unrestrained lifestyle, and he is now a repentant and contrite Christian, straight, heterosexual man.
And Phil, I think you need to understand that when I said that I was an ass man, and I...
Well, see, now we have to do...
No, I was just kidding about that.
I had to...
Why did you shock him then?
Because he said he was an ass man again. And again...
Yeah, but he was quoting himself. Warren?
Oh, that's for a minute.
He can't say that, Phil. The homosexual is an individual who is oriented towards certain parts of the body, and what we're trying to do is disorient, if you will, and make him a more of a heterosexual as an integrated individual.
Warren, are you there?
Yeah, I'm all right here.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
1-800-449-8686, Albany on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I am so disgusted with this reverend doing this to this poor man. Warren, are you there?
Yeah.
Warren, you cannot help that you're a homosexual. You were born that way, and this man's brainwashed
you. No, but I wanted to be heterosexual.
But, Warren, if you're not, you're not. You don't need any man brainwashing you and shocking you like this. He's torturing you.
Well, do you call that torture, Reverend?
No, I do not. I call it an aversion therapy, which is a form of reorienting the neurotransmitters, the electrical impulses in the brain.
Don't you feel like you're being tortured, Warren?
No, I feel good. And
Now, we happen to have a recording of you before you went to Straight Arrow Ministries. This is a recording of you that Mike Schaefer, my producer, got a hold of. You were doing some commercial work?
I used to do commercials, yeah.
Okay, here is a recording of Warren before he went to Straight Arrow Ministries.
And what I was trying to say, but for most part, I enjoy my career as an actor, and I hope someday to increase my workload. I'm Warren Benman, and this has been Eye on Me.
Okay, did you hear that?
Yes, I heard it.
Now, Warren, say something.
But you want me to say?
Dude, something happened to you. I don't know what, but something happened to you. Here is Houston on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, it's evident something happened to this guy. I don't understand this so-called minister. You haven't
mentioned
a ministry or mentioned the word Christ. You're torturing this poor guy.
No, I'm not torturing him. What I'm doing is changing his homosexual orientation into that of a heterosexual.
You can't change someone's sexual orientation. He will always have that desire to be an ass man.
No, I would like to be in the booth and everything.
Don't go there. Okay, you can't go there. That's all I'm talking about. And a lot of these people who have
Wait a minute. Are you okay, Warren?
Yes.
This cat doesn't sound good. Okay? He sounds like he's had his brain scrambled, all right?
Phil, believe me, I've had a lot of homosexuals come through here. And tell them, Warren. Tell them how you like women.
I like women.
Tell them how you like women.
I like their legs, and I want to have a women's sex.
See how convincing he is?
Yeah, real convincing, man. Is this what you guys do?
Is this what we guys do? No, it's what I do, okay? This is...
I mean, you know...
What do you think we are, some kind of a cottage industry? It's a franchise?
Well, I mean, I can't believe that you'd take a man like that who has...
Look, he came in here voluntarily. He was a homosexual. He said, make me straight. And we said, okay, now do you want the discount version? Do you want to go straight to it? Do you want to do the high road, the Bible version? And a lot of these guys don't have a lot of money. And
all right, so you're saying this was a matter of cost.
Yeah, absolutely, Phil. If you want the Bible version, we can Jesus you all night and all day. But if you only have a limited resource of, say, $50, we put the electrodes right there on the testicles. We do the old...
Leave them alone, okay?
I'm sorry. You're right, Warren. He's going to be okay. I'm going to put him in a chair here. You like chicks, don't you?
I like chicks.
Okay, but anyway, what we try to do is give him the heads up on that. And, you know, it's pardon me for saying heads up, but since I'm a heterosexual, I can't torture myself. I'll have to do it to Warren. I did say heads up. So
okay, man. All right. Just leave the guy alone. Leave him alone. Here is Ohio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I had a comment. I didn't hear about whether or not Warren was stuttering before he had therapy or after.
No.
But I was informed that he stuttered afterwards.
Well, Mr. Henry's trying to make a big deal out of this, too.
I think the Reverend is a sadist.
No, ma'am. I believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
Jesus Christ wouldn't have tortured people.
I am trying to bring him back to God. And
no,
the way to bring him to homosexual...
You know what? You better bring yourself back to God.
Ma'am,
because
no.
Jesus is a loving, unconditional God who accepts people the way they are and doesn't torture them with some kind of electrical prod.
No, ma'am. What I'm trying to say to you is that he was living the unrepentant life of a homosexual.
No.
An abomination in the eyes of God.
You know what? Maybe his lifestyle was not... God would not do that to a person.
Wow.
Hey, what are you doing to him now?
Yeah,
what
is that?
I think you're perverted.
No, ma'am. No,
yes,
ma'am. I believe in Jesus
and
Christ.
And I think you are committing torture
okay,
on
because
a
you're
human
saying
being.
That, because you're saying that, you're
Why
making
else
me
would
angry.
Why aren't they naked? Why aren't they clothed when you're doing that?
You know something? You're making me angry. He's going to suffer.
Why?
Okay, that's
clothed?
Sick.
Why would you do that? You are a sick person.
I'll tell you why I'm doing it.
Therapy.
Oh, you know why?
Why don't you try the therapy on yourself?
Ma'am, what am I...
Why don't you try that therapy on yourself? Because I think something's wrong with you, and the people that are coming to you are normal, and
I
you're
saw
the weirdo.
I saw him looking at my ass, and
you
when
know
I
what?
Saw that...
And you know what? Christ didn't curse.
I mean my
the
rear end.
The only ass
I
said was a jackass.
All right, my rear end, then.
You know?
I saw him
looking
at my rear end.
No, there is something wrong
there
with
he did
you.
It again.
I
didn't look at your rear end.
I could go to school and get a degree and become a reverend, too. Look what you're doing to that guy.
Oh, bullcrap.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Reverend Vernon Dozier is on the phone with us with Warren Benman from the Straight Arrow Ministries in Ventura, California. And there has been, I will tell you, Reverend Dozier, first of all, his business is the business of changing homosexuals into straight men. It is called a change ministry. Although I do believe that you use techniques that are a little questionable, and we have called the ministry office and have asked you to stop.
Well, you know, you don't tell me how to do my business, sir, but I...
Well, we've asked you to stop administering these electrical shocks to Mr. Benman. Now, he's a formerly gay man who is straight, and your therapy apparently has worked. Mr. Benman sounds like he is... Are you a happy man, Mr. Benman?
Mr. Henry, I want to jump in for just a second.
No, I want Warren to answer. Are you a happy man?
Yeah, I'm very happy. I'm wanting to have sex with women. And as I never had that before.
And I want to jump in, Phil, and say that when we met Warren, he was an unrepentant homosexual, completely...
I got it already, man. You've been laying that out to me now for the last half hour. He was a perverted guy, okay? But you're using this technique...
Well, the technique we use, let me show you.
Don't do it to him, okay?
I'm sorry. That was not hooked up to him. What I'm saying is that we use the electrical as a form of aversion therapy. And it is something that is time-honored, and when you have an abomination before the eyes of God, which is the homosexual, you have to do something. Is that right, Warren?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, boy. Austin on the Phil Hendry Show, hello.
Hello?
Austin, hi.
Yes, I just wanted to point out to the Reverend that
yes, ma'am.
He said that he supposedly, or whatever you are, you're not torturing people, but you
no.
said that because he made you upset, or that lady made you upset, that instead of torturing
Ma'am,
yourself,
could you turn your radio down? Turn your radio down, please.
Instead of torturing yourself, you're going to torture him.
Well,
you could
because
have caught
I
yourself.
Said, I said a bad word. But because I'm not a homosexual, I cannot apply the aversion therapy to myself, so I did apply it to Warren.
But what you said is you did not call it therapy.
Yes,
you what you said, it was torture. I can't, you didn't say I can't therapy myself.
Well,
you said I can't
know.
Torture myself, so I'm going to torture him.
Well, then why don't you be the judge? Would you call this torture?
Yes. Yes, I would call it torture.
I don't know. Is that, you call that torture? Because to me, that it's...
Would you please stop doing that to that man?
I'm not doing anything that Warren isn't totally familiar with. As a former homosexual who wants desperately to be a straight man. And
I just don't want you to do that if you're going to demonstrate that.
I asked the lady, does she call that torture?
No, it is torture.
Quit it!
It wasn't hooked up to him.
Stop doing that to him.
That wasn't hooked up to me. I'm just kidding.
All right, if you guys are running some game on me, man, I don't find it funny, okay?
No, Mr. Henry, when he gets a shock, even though he is not aroused by a man, it reminds him of where he has been as a homosexual. And that has to be reinforced. And I don't know whether the lady's orientation is of the homosexual or if she's heterosexual. I don't care. That's fine. But
it doesn't matter what my orientation is. The fact is that you should not be doing that to him. You say that he voluntarily
did it. Are you saying specifically this?
Stop it.
Or are you saying something else? I don't know.
Would you stop doing that?
Boy, you are. You guys are on a short leash today, aren't you, huh? Hey, Warren,
you are
really
perverted.
Doing it to you.
And that,
we
you
were
are
just kidding.
Perverted.
I'm perverted, ma'am. I am a heterosexual. I have a wife and I have three children.
I feel sorry for your wife and your three children.
Well, ma'am, I make love to my wife as a Christian man, and I have heterosexual sex, and we never do anything that is even remotely considered to be of the homosexual. My
you
wife,
were...
Yes, ma'am. I never give it to my wife from behind. I am never, you know, I don't know what you know what I'm saying?
All right, here is North Augusta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi.
This is the most unbelievable thing I have ever listened to.
Ma'am, I can't believe it myself. Have you got that call into that ministry's mic?
Well, Mr. Hendry, if you think you're going to direct how we do business here...
I'm not just asking you, if you're using aversion therapy, that's the same thing as torture, okay?
Oh, come on.
He is torturing this man.
How do you figure?
How do I figure? You're doing it for money.
No, wait a minute. We're doing it for God. We're doing it for Jesus Christ. We are doing it for Jesus Christ.
No, you are not.
The Son of God who said that.
You just got through saying that if he didn't have much money, we have to do it this way.
Well,
and if he had plenty of money.
That's right. The lady's making a good point.
We could do this more patiently, whatever.
Ma'am,
and if you were in this as a member of
a church.
The Church of God.
Yes, I am, ma'am.
And you were trying to help a person with a problem, which I consider a homosexual orientation to be a problem.
Yes, of course.
But what you're doing is torture.
Ma'am, what is homosexuality but the work of the devil? And what's the best way to get it out of the body?
Not
to
what
drive
you're doing.
Car
Not
batteries.
What you're doing. Listen to this guy's voice from his previous recording.
Warren, are you? Oh, I haven't even heard. Warren, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, listen to this previous recording of Warren Venman.
I already did.
I'm going to play it again one more time, Mike.
And so that's what I did. But I think playing Hamlet in New York was my most cherished role. And after that, of course, doing Heinrich Ibsen. The Dollhouse were mounting this fall off Broadway. And
that's just part of the recording. Did you hear the beautiful tones of that man?
Yes, Warren, you need to get out of there and you need to go to a real Christian church where somebody will help you understand what's going on in your life and help you change.
What are you saying? Are you saying that I did something bad to this guy?
Yes,
he had a gorgeous speaking voice.
But he was a homosexual, unrepentant, doing it doggy, all kind of nasty stuff.
There are other ways to correct his behavior than torture.
You mean this? That's what you're talking about, is that it? You know, ma'am, you're a Christian woman, and I would think you'd support me in my efforts to keep the homosexual
and it's homosexual, too. You're driving me nuts with that homosexual bit, okay?
I would never support anyone torturing another human being.
Well, ma'am, the devil has got to be driven out.
Somebody should attach those electrodes to you and give you a couple of good shocks.
You know, that's cold, ma'am. That's really cold.
All right, ma'am.
I think it would do you a world of good.
Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. So you heard the recording there of Warren before he came in for his aversion therapy.
Mr. Henry, let me explain to you that I like Warren. Nope, I'm going to take that back. I love Warren. I saw what he went through as the homosexual. I know what he's going through now as the heterosexual. He wants to have chick sex and get all nasty and stuff with a girl, and that's good. I myself remind myself when I go home at night, I read the Bible, and I do it to myself.
You do that to yourself?
Yes, I do, because I remind myself of what it is to be a proud heterosexual man. All right, let me show you.
You want me to help you attach him, Reverend?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, just go ahead and step on there. Okay, you think I don't have guts, huh?
Are you telling me you're going to shock yourself?
Think I'm a pussy, do you?
You don't have to do it, man.
No, watch this. Feels good.
You're nuts, man.
Oh, it's so good.
See, the Reverend does it to himself, Phil, to remind him to be a straight guy.
Come here for a second, Warren.
Yes, sir.
What are you guys doing?
Hold on. Oh, man, yeah.
Okay, turn it off. I'm sick. I'm nauseated. I'm nauseated and sick to my stomach. Not that I got anything against it. Not that I have anything against the orientation. But I'd rather not hear it. As far as I'm concerned, I find that to be just about the most disgusting. Please turn that off. That I've ever heard in my life, and for that guy to...
Put some lotion on my hands, will you?
Okay. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Virginia Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
I never heard a crybaby like this guy here, and I'm 70 years old.
You talking about me?
Yeah, baby. You've been good, Daddy. Picked on me, and I'm such a... Grow up, for heaven's sake. You're sitting there getting smashed. What's the matter with you? Get some backbone and stop this silliness.
You're funny, man.
I've listened to you make a fool of yourself for about 20 minutes now. I couldn't help but call.
Hey, you're funny, man.
Yeah, I'm funny. Boy, I'm funny. But you're smashed and you're crying. Daddy was mean to me. He just gives me money.
Hey,
he's so mean to me. What a bunch of baloney. You're the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah? Granddaddy over here don't know.
Smashed and make everybody feel sorry for it. Nobody
can I ask you a question?
Look at you as a
I just want to ask you a question. Do you do the voice of a cartoon character on the TV?
Yeah, you.
Because I thought.
Yeah, you. It's the snake.
What?
My wife died in 1970 of cancer and left four little kids.
Why'd she do that?
She was only 36 years old.
Why'd she do that?
I didn't. I've not in this 30 years since her, 20 years since heard her, anybody cry. As much as you cried, and all those poor kids, none of them cried.
Why didn't
like
they give your wife marijuana?
Your what a worthless piece of crap you are.
Oh, man, that's
Why
harsh.
Don't you get your head out
Dude,
of it.
Dude, you're harsh in my buzz big time. You're harsh in my buzz big time. It's
you're
unfair.
You're the most nauseating thing I've ever heard.
Well, wait a minute. Look, Jeff, this man's wife died of...
Well, why didn't anybody give her the owl?
What
if you'd given her
about?
The... What? If you'd let her spark up, man, she might still be chilling.
Oh yeah, when her intestines were rotted away with cancer, that would have done it.
Well,
yeah,
the whole reason why
really makes sense to me. You must be a libertarian.
No, man, I'm in favor of cannabis sativa for medical.
You're in favor of nothing.
Medical
you're just
use.
A lazy, useless lout.
You know what I mean?
Blame everybody.
You really.
You're about the most nauseating creature I've ever heard on the radio. And
you
pretending that's music you're making.
Okay,
my
check
God.
It out. Check it out. One, two, three.
Oh, gee, can you count that high? I thought your daddy didn't help you learn your one, two, three.
What?
God.
Look at Jeff.
Phil, I'm going to have to
leave. All right, sir.
I can't stand
Thank you for your call.
Time.
And
hey, man, if your wife had been given the owl, she might still be with us today.
I doubt it. She had cancer, okay? It doesn't cure cancer. It helps alleviate the pain.
Yeah, of the pain that my dad put on me.
Flashback.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. The owl. So, do you believe in that aversion therapy stuff? I think that that's just about the kookiest thing. They have a picture of a guy here in the paper, in the LA Times, and I don't want to say he's a reverend, all right? And he operates one of these change ministries. And there's a dude here, he's praying. This guy says he takes part in a session. He's struggling, questioning when God will replace his desire for men with a desire for women. How do you stop, he asks the group leader, says this guy in the paper. Then they have the minister here, Craig, and you can see his picture. This guy is the minister of this change ministry where he's going to change gay guys and straight guys. Now, there's a certain look. You know how straight people have a certain look. I often hear gay people say, you know, you can spot somebody who's straight a mile away. You can see him coming down the street. Well, you guys in the gay community, you must know we also have the same radar. I mean, not everybody, but there's certain gay folks you just, hi, this cat ain't changed, man. This minister who's up on stage with the hand, look at the wrist. He's just, oh. So they interviewed one of these guys, and the dude was all like, I love chicks. No, I do. I love chicks, and I love boobs and legs. Just imagine Paul Linden, Bye Bye Birdie, and you pretty much have it. Ed Sullivan. I mean, some stuff you can't hide, and some stuff you can't change any more than you can change the spots on the proverbial leopard. That's my opinion. IR Phil Henry. All right. Now, coming up later on in our program, we're going to have Raj Fanin, I Got the Blue, Blues Hour, and that'll be from 6:30 to 7. That's right. The Raj Fanin, I Got the Blue, Blues Hour from 6:30 to 7. And that's going to be later on in our program. And something I haven't mentioned in a long time, the fact that we've raised about $150,000 for my friend's place with the sale of the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD, which is a tremendous thing. I mean, the 150 G's that we have raised for my friend's place means essentially that we're probably, on track to buy him some other building, I guess. Won't you guys buy another building with this dough, man? I mean, last year was 175. This year, 150, we can buy about 6 or 7 buildings down there. Let's just buy all of Hollywood Boulevard. And we'll be coming up with our Best of the Year 2000 CD, which will be probably sometime in the early part of the fall that we'll start selling that. So we're very happy and very proud, and there's going to be some really cool announcements made this coming fall with regard to our association with My Friend's Place. And that is all very gratifying. And you can check it out at philhenryshow.com, our website. That's where you pick up our CD. But I don't know where we're going to sell it, and I don't know how we're going to sell it. And, you know, every year we keep going through the same thing. You know, it was a funny thing. I mentioned we used to be able to put it in store. I can't put it in store out here for some reason. There's some charity thing that's going on. With a lot of these stores, you can put your CD in a warehouse, for instance, or in a whatever, you know, a Tower Records. And it's difficult for them to keep track of the charitable sales or the not-for-profit sales as opposed to the for-profit sales. But I'm thinking something's going to change this fall with our ability to put our CD in store. And you know what that thing is? Napster! Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Napster. Many kids are going to Napster downloading their music. They ain't going into record stores no more. So, look, I'm not a guy, I don't want to sit here and I'm not trying to wish ill on your business. I want everybody to make money. I want everybody to have good business. But the time has now come where you guys are going to have to start thinking about putting some people in your store. Because as long as it's and by the way, some of the crap that we do on this show is on Napster. Not that I care. Because the stuff we do, well, I do only insofar as it shortchanges My Friend's Place. But, well, I don't even care about that. They make enough money as it is. But it is interesting that they got some of our stuff on Napster. So you guys who have record stores, whether you are the warehouse, whether you are Tower, whether you're Peaches down south, whether you're Turtle or the Tidal Wave or whatever the company may be, you guys got to start thinking about getting some fannies in that store. And getting people to walk through the aisles there and pick up some records and, you know, put the money in a cash register. Because this Napster dude, that ain't too cool. And don't tell me you're not nervous about it. Now, one way you can do it is to put my CD in your store and we'll have signings in your store. And that brings people into your store. We could get about anywhere from 500 to 1,000 people at our CD signings. And that gets people in there to take a look at what you got, man. Now, maybe you're holding out hope that the Supreme Court's going to make that whole Napster thing illegal. I don't know, man. There's nothing that they've been able to put. There's nothing on that internet that they've been able to outlaw, is there? Other than kiddie porn. You know, it's anything goes. You're going to be waiting. You're going to be holding your breath a long time. Not that I don't disagree with Metallica and the rest of these guys who feel like they're being ripped off, but it's a new day. Now you're working for free. What's the matter, man? You ain't making $50 million an album now. You're only making $25 million. The point being, if you want to get people in the store, get those kids in there because they're all going to Napster. They're downloading all that crap, and nobody wants to come into the record store and buy your stuff. Put our CD in there. And don't tell me you guys don't put non-profit stuff in there, because I know you do. And there's all these other radio stations that get their CDs out there. And they've got, and you know, a lot of shows that have like half or one quarter of the ratings we got their CDs in those stores. So why not put the Phil Henry CD in there and let's see what happens. Maybe nothing. Maybe a whole bunch of great stuff. Who knows? So we'll see for this fall when we come out with the 2000, and we're going to try and sell it online as usual, and we'll also try and get an 800 number. Although those online sales really slowed down, and makes me, you know, now I recognize what those .com businesses are up against. You know, not everybody's got a computer. It's really tempting to think that all you got to do is get yourself a .com and the money starts rolling in like you're printing it off. Not everybody's got a computer, and even the people who got computers, not everybody knows how to turn one on. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.